Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on July 27 regarding Adam, A-D-A-M, Rydzik, R-Y-D-Z-I-K. According to the records provided, Adam Rydzik was seen on 10-15-21 by a plastic surgeon named Dr. D-A-T-I-A-S-H-V-I-L-I. Apparently he learned the claimant was initially seen at Fast Track on 10-8-21 with right middle finger pain. Appeared he had an open tuft fracture of the right middle finger, comma, nail plate evulsion, comma, stellate nail bed laceration, comma, finger laceration status post removal of nail plate, comma, closed management of tuft fracture and repair of nail bed, performed at the bedside the same day. Period. He has kept his dressing in place since and had 3 days left in his course of antibiotics. Period. He did have a history of right middle finger extension tendon laceration status post repair greater than 20 years ago, as well as left humerus fracture status post open reduction internal fixation. Period. History was also remarkable for asymptomatic HIV infection and groin hernia repair in 2021. Period. On exam, his nail splint was in place with no drainage, erythema, fluctuance, but there was mild edema of the finger. Period. Full active and passive range of motion. Period. His finger was then redressed with finger splint blocking the DIP, leaving the PIP free. Period. X-ray showed comminuted fracture of the third distal phalangeal tuft. Period. He was authorized to remain out of work due to the nature of his hand injury, anticipating MMI in 2 months. Period. In a paragraph, Mr. Rydzik did see Dr. Dacciavilli frequently over the next several weeks. Period. This ran through 12-17-21. Period. Physical exam that day found no drainage, comma, erythema, comma, fluctuance, or edema of the finger. Period. The laceration was well healed, and his nail bed was well healed. Period. Sensation was intact, and he had less than 2 seconds capillary refill. Period. Overall, he was deemed to have healed and was doing well, and cleared to return to work, full duty, effective 12-20-21. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 10-15-21, Adam Rydzik sustained a traumatic injury to his right middle finger. Period. He was seen in a hospital emergency room the same day and had the finger cleansed, dressed, and repaired. Period. He later came into the hand specialist, the plastic surgical care of Dr. Dacciavilli on 10-15-21. Period. Interesting, he noted a history of prior right middle finger extensor tendon laceration status post repair greater than 20 years ago. Period. This was the same finger he injured in the subject event. Period. He was diagnosed with comminuted fracture of the third distal phalangeal tuft and was treated conservatively through 12-17-21. Period. At that time, he was found not to have any signs of infection. Period. He already demonstrated full range of motion. Period. His sensation was intact and his nail bed and other laceration were healed. Period. In a paragraph, I will rate this case for a comminuted fracture of the third distal phalangeal tuft, treated with bedside surgical intervention. Period. He appears to have had an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. End.